It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Monday, January 26th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Charles City woman facing an upcoming trial for alleged sexual misconduct with a minor has been arrested on a new charge stemming from the initial investigation last fall. Charles City police say the latest arrest of 40-year-old Christina True came about 6 p.m. Thursday night in the 1700 block of Rolfing Street. She was wanted on a Floyd County warrant charging her with dissemination and exhibition of obscene material to a minor, a serious misdemeanor. According to court documents, True was initially arrested on November 14, 2025, on a charge of lascivious conduct with a minor, a serious misdemeanor. The criminal complaint alleged that True made deliberate illicit physical contact with the minor victim at her residence around July 1st of 2024. CCPD says True did so with a grin and or smirk that the victim described as an indication True was showing joy of sexual gratification in her actions. True has pleaded not guilty to that charge and is currently scheduled for trial March 19th in Floyd County District Court. According to the criminal complaint filed by CCPD last Tuesday, True is also accused of showing the same minor victim a DVD case with explicit sexual images and then engaged in conversations with the minor about various sexual topics, also around the summer of 2024. A warrant for her arrest was issued Wednesday, and she was taken into custody the next day. True has since been released from the Floyd County Jail after posting bail of $1,000 cash. She is slated for an initial appearance on her latest charge on February 9th. The arrests of two men in Howard County on sexual predator charges comes on the heels of five suspects facing similar charges in Delaware County, including a former Turkey Valley schoolteacher. The Howard County Sheriff's Office arrested 38-year-old Adam Neitzel of Lime Springs last Thursday and 68-year-old Mark Lansgaard of Postville last month after each suspect allegedly attempted to meet with who they believed was a 14-year-old girl for sexual relations. Neitzel is charged with exploitation of a minor, a Class B felony, plus enticing a minor and grooming, both Class D felonies. A search warrant executed at Neitzel's residence in Lime Springs also recovered 10 firearms, resulting in a felony weapons charge. Lansgaard is charged with grooming and enticing, plus supplying alcohol to a minor. According to criminal complaints, both Neitzel and Lansgaard initiated contact with who they believed to be a 14-year-old girl, but was actually an undercover deputy. Both men are accused of arranging to meet the female minor at a Cresco motel with the intent to have sex with her. Lansgaard is scheduled for trial April 1st in Howard County District Court. He was released from the Howard County Jail after posting bail of $15,000. Neitzel is slated for a preliminary hearing February 2nd and was being held without bond. Earlier this month, Manchester police made a fifth arrest in an online predator sting dubbed Operation Castle. In that investigation, a UC officer posed as a 15-year-old, with suspects targeting the UC for meetings of a sexual nature. The latest arrested was 52-year-old Michael Wieserak, who allegedly secured a hotel in Manchester and drove from his home in Nevada, Iowa, for what he thought would be a sexual activity with a minor. Last September, Manchester police arrested four men on similar grooming and enticing felony charges, including 32-year-old Alec LaFrenz, who has since resigned his position as a band teacher in the Turkey Valley School District. He is scheduled for trial March 18th in Delaware County District Court. Three other suspects arrested in September, 38-year-old Craig Conrad of Epworth, 41-year-old Seth Chambers of Dubuque, and 56-year-old William Bockenstead of New Vienna, are all scheduled for trial on February 25th. Conrad and Chambers have filed motions that they will use a defense of entrapment. Sumner Fredericksburg School District officials will host Community Vision Night in the high school choir room this evening. Superintendent Ryan Cunningham encourages stakeholders to hear the district's vision for building a solid foundation and strong future.
We're talking about where we're moving as a district, but also incorporating in there just some of the realities of what we need to be doing when it comes to investing in our building and our facilities with our SAVE bond, as well as what we hope to have as an upcoming GEO bond next November.
Other topics include the $50,000 STEM Best Award to the middle school, the new CAPS program, and what's next for the Future Frontiers Charter School approved by the State Board of Education last week.
We are a public school board model charter. So this is one where our governing school board of Sumner Fredericksburg will also govern this. And our focus is on career embedded and concurrent enrollment college level classes as well. One of the key attributes is five really just outstanding internships that we want every kid to have in different areas as they learn more about who they are and where they might want to take their time, energy, and resources upon graduation.
Cunningham says the charter school will give students experiences they might not get as part of the regular pre-K-12 curriculum.
It may not be for every student, but for those students who have a desire and families who have a desire, it certainly is an option. And so really kind of gets to have a focus on that career-based piece as well as some of the college-level things that we'll be doing for kids and Again, for families, if they want to learn about it, just see, is this a fit? It's a little bit like shopping for college, you know, when you're graduating. Not everything is a perfect fit. Lots of great places, but we want to provide just that unique option for kids.
Cunningham adds Future Frontiers isn't restricted to Sumner Fred students.
We have 30 kids in the first year who will be part of the cohort, and they can come from basically most of Northeast Iowa in Central Rivers and Keystone AEAs.
The Community Vision Night program from 6 to 7:15 this evening will also include a Q&A session. For those who can't attend in person, a Google Meet link is also available on the school district website and Facebook page. The link is also included with this story on our station website. Authorities are asking for the public's help in locating a missing North Iowa teen. In a social media post, the Clear Lake Police Department says 13-year-old Jessalyn Jones of Clear Lake was last seen at her residence in Clear Lake around 8:30 Friday night and is believed to be headed to Waterloo. Jessalyn was last seen wearing a light blue cropped hoodie, a black undershirt, black leggings, black Uggs, and Lululemon fanny pack. She does have black hair with red braids. If you know Jessalyn's location or see her, please reach out to local law enforcement or contact the Clear Lake Police Department at 641-357-2186. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.